Hello, hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We apologize. We were experiencing a bit of technical difficulties. Brother B, are you there? Can anyone hear me today? Well, this doesn't work. Try this. Hello? Hello? Can you hear us now? It sounds like we were having problems. Anyway, good evening. Thanks, guys, for tuning into the menu. Again, apologies for the late delay. Technical difficulties on our end. Sorry about that. So, anyway, as I wait for Brother B and Nicole to join us this evening, let's talk about tonight's... Oh, wait. Hold on. Hello.
I got kicked off. What's up?
Hey, Nick. Oh, I was just talking crap. How you doing?
Tired.
Yeah, I can understand that. Welcome back, Nick.
Thank you.
Missed you last week.
Yes. Well, you know how it's going to be like if you don't fight the power stuff, you know.
But it wasn't all about fight. See, you know what? We're not even going to talk. We're not going to have this conversation. Because it wasn't all about power totally. It was just stuff that was going on that was rather irritating and utterly annoying.
And then they make you mad and everything. And I'm like, please. And then when you're already mad, you don't need to get mad.
You know what? I wasn't mad. It's just it was a need to vent. And we vented. Right. We got it out. And we pointed out the complete, utter sheer stupidity of everything. And everyone was, you know, afterwards it was kumbaya, it was weed going, it was alcohol flowing, it was a giant orgy. You missed it.
No, I had my own going on.
I'm sure you did. And I met it. That's what you're supposed to do.
Exactly.
And of course, the one episode that Brother B should be here for, because he's constantly calling us sexual terrorists, he's not here for.
Because he wasn't ready.
Oh, no, he claims he was. As much crap as he was popping during the week. So,
No.
He be all right. So, as I'm watching Towley on freaking South Park, let's just jump in and act foolish. So, this is the menu, guys. Nicole, Tamika, we're here. Sans Brother B, apparently. I guess, you know, Chocolate City is off doing some show somewhere, and he ain't cut us in on it. That's okay.
No.
We're going to have to talk about that off air because, you know, don't nobody need to know exactly how much of a percentage we'll be getting. So let's see that for later.
All right. Let's have my money.
Hello. Give it a big Oh, dang. Did I say that
out loud?
I'm just
saying.
Oh, well. So tonight's episode is about turning your partner into a freak, and also, is bad sex really worth breaking up over? Which, personally, I don't think so. Well, it depends.
We're too old for
you're
that.
Totally,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if the guy is a good guy and he's holding you down and looking out for you, you can work on the sex. I don't think that's worth ending a relationship. No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Because not everybody, listen, let's be honest, sex is one of those things in a relationship where, you know, it's constant work anyway, honestly.
Right.
To work. So, I mean, is it really worth breaking up? Not so much, you know.
No, everybody is different. You know, they have their own different sexual level. And, you know, I wouldn't say it's worth ending a relationship over. No. Uh-uh.
But then again, what is defined as bad sex? See, that's another question. What is defined as bad sex?
Oh God, bad sex. What? That's basically, and I've been in that situation when you have somebody that has the right equipment, but they don't know what to do with it. You're not having an orgasm. They're not hitting the spot, and you're just there wondering what's going on. Then you have this out-of-body experience and stuff, you know. No.
Yeah, that is kind of bad. That's kind of bad.
Yeah.
The caller number is 347-324-3395. This is the menu. You're listening to the menu. Oh, I think Brother B just showed up. Hold up. Hello?
What up?
We still want our cut.
For himself. Brother B just
what?
Joined us. Hey. So
what
anyway.
What up, y'all? What was she just talking about? Out of body
anyway.
Experience.
Yeah, we're bad. The caller number is 347-324-3395. It is the menu. Tonight's topics, plural. We are talking about how to turn your partner into a freak, and also, is bad sex worth breaking up over?
Brother B, you never had. Listen, I've been through some things, okay? I mean, I had an out-of-body experience, and then one time, I had to question if I was raped. I was like, wait, what just happened here? Was I raped, or did I consent to this? Like, some people just don't know what they're doing. You have some guys that think that banging it out is good sex. You know, like, no, what are you doing?
Well, wait, hold on. What topic are we doing, and who's here? Is Mika, is Nicole, Big Red here? What else is going on?
Okay.
So is this me? Is this y'all two?
Yes.
Plus me, three.
No,
okay.
It's not. Just okay. Just showed up late. That's all it is.
Who? You? Who just showed? What? I'm saying, yeah, I know I just showed up late. But what the hell else is going? It's only two of y'all, right?
It's only two of us. Yes, and we're talking about is bad sex worth ending a relationship?
Oh,
and
wait,
I
had
that
time with bad
no.
sex was.
Well, first of all, out-of-body experience, was that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it was a bad thing because obviously
it
was so
bad
that she took herself away from her body to deal with it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
like I said, if it was a good dude, then I would stay.
First of all,
he wasn't a good dude, so he had to go.
Right, listen, first thing, you got a lot of dudes trying to imitate DMX from Belly.
Yes, I'll be telling
you.
You got porn, we're not having sex.
Yeah, like they watching these movies and they think that that's is all about, like sex.
Exactly.
Like there's a difference
exactly.
between sex and effing and, you know, sensual
well,
relations.
Why is that not considered good sex? How about that? Why is what? That not considered good sex?
Effing? Well, because it depends on what the person wants. Like, if you listen, everybody differs from day to day.
Exactly.
It's like, yo, one day you may want candlelight dinner and some Lionel Richie, and the next day you may want some Metallica.
Okay.
Lionel
Richie hurt you. Going to be
so. You know.
No one wants.
Well, you know. Move
on,
no
one
Lionel
ever.
Richie.
From the ceiling. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Or Marvin Gaye or whatever. But you
love
can't.
Her.
I mean, do I think bad sex depends on the individual. I mean,
exactly.
I know the women that I've spoken to friend wise, you know what I'm saying, who talk about their experiences, you know, everything is about the whole, it's 90% mental. And 10% physical. All right, cool, I get it. But some dudes can't do the math right. So what do you expect? Because some dudes are just more concerned with getting what they want to get off and ain't
exactly.
thinking about y'all.
Exactly. That's my whole point. Then you have some guys where you can't tell them anything. Because I tell this all the time, just because you made Tasha come that way don't mean Nicole could come that way. Each woman...
Well,
gets off differently, so you can't be doing the same thing to me you did to the next chick. You gotta put a quarter in and play the game to see how I like it. And then when you tell a guy, some of them, how you want it done, they take offense and they don't want to hear you. You know, those are boys.
But
so
see,
I,
but
I
that's the
all right,
but
that.
See, but look, all right, look what you got a vast majority of. Look at a lot of these rappers out here talking crap. A lot of TV shows. People talking crap, women talking crap, everybody's talking crap, and the whole thing is everybody talking so much crap, it's like people ain't got a sensitive side no more. You know what I'm
right.
saying? I, and it's like you want a thug, But at the same time, you want somebody to play a violin? Thugs don't play violin. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, absolutely
not. Like, you can't, certain worlds don't collide the same way. Like, so you got to kind of really know what you want. Just because the package look good don't mean it tastes good. Don't mean
right.
that it's good for you. But a lot of people are going for what looks good. You know what I'm saying? And that's a problem. Like, just because, Chinese food can fill you up real quick, you know, it's a quick meal, doesn't mean that it's satisfying. And that's
no,
the whole thing.
Yeah,
because an hour later, you want something else. And that's the whole thing. People, they want the, nowadays, it's like people want the immediate pleasure. They don't want the satisfying pleasure. So with that being said, you got a lot of dudes out there that's either self-serving or they're like, well, I'm going to just give it to her, you know, how she want it, or how I think she want it, and all she got to do is come and then I'm done.
But then you have some dudes who are trying, and you could just not be feeling his method. It happens. There's just no sexual connection.
Okay.
But like I said, if it's a good dude, and you know what I'm saying, that's why I said I wouldn't base everything on sex depending on the guy. If he's a good dude and treats me well, and I know he's putting forth an effort, then no, I wouldn't dump him. But if you just straight out an asshole and don't want to hear what I have to say and you think you're doing something, no, you got to go. What are you doing?
Well, but you just said the two key words, sexual connection. Like,
mm-hmm.
not everybody should be sleeping with each other like that.
Right.
Like, you know, see, we don't hold, like, the whole sex thing sacred. Like, I had a conversation with a couple of dudes about this a while ago, and they were like, man, I'm trying to get mine. To da-da-da. Listen, I stress quality over quantity.
Exactly.
But not a lot of dudes do that. And the whole thing is, when you're transferring energy, some people don't believe in it, you know, but when you're transferring energies, man, it's you know, shit gets real. And the last thing you need to be doing is having that intimate moment with somebody whose energy is just not vibing with yours. That's
mm-hmm.
when I think it's a situation where it's bad sex. It may not be so much physical, but I think it's more of just like, why is this person here? And that I'm really not feeling this. I wish I was playing golf or something like that. It's just like, yo, you guys are just maybe not compatible. So if two people are not really compatible, it don't matter how big it is, how small it is, or how wet she is or whatever. If you're not compatible, you're not compatible. If you're not
okay,
on the same page.
Yeah, but
if
the person is treating you right and everything else is good, the communication is good, everything else is fine, and the only thing that's the issue is the sex, you're going to just leave the relationship for that? I wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't leave a relationship for sex, you
but
know, just because of that.
But some people actually do.
But some people
yeah,
actually
because
do.
They, yeah, because... Because, see, there's that physical connection there. See, if some people are not physically connected with that person, then they can't continue to go on. Like, that's the problem. Once again, that's the problem. We don't look for the connection. We're just looking to connect. But not the connection. It's like a phone charger. You can have a Samsung phone, but you're using an LG charger. You know, they tell you, oh, you're supposed to use this to manufacture specifications. You're supposed to use Samsung charger on a Samsung phone. But,
but
not everybody always do that.
But you're not going to get everything in a relationship. You understand?
Hey.
Like, you can have a connection on different levels, but you may not have that sexual connection, but you have everything else. You're not going to get everything.
Oh, of course you're not going to get everything. So you got to pick and choose what you're willing to settle on or settle for. And that's real talk right there. Like I've heard people say it before, like if the sex ain't right, then I'm out. And my question was like, well, why are you out? I was like, because, you know, how do I live with this person or be with this person for all these years and having bad sex? See, stuff like that will make people want to go out, step out from time to time. They can still love the person. They can still this and this and that. But they'll be like, yo, I got to satisfy my situation. And you really got to ask yourself, is that a good or bad thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
you know?
That's another show right there. But
there's people out there who is like, yo, I really love this person, this is and that, and blah 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 blah. But, and I've heard that before.
And you say but, and you go out.
They try everything. You got to try everything.
Well,
if you're gonna go out there and cheat, no matter how much you claim this, you love this person, you need to go, because at the end of the day, doing something like that, that person finds out, you're done. It's going to create more harm than anything.
Exactly.
And but to get into another topic or another show.
But it depends on how, but I look at it as, if you explain to the person, if you talk to the person and say, listen, this is what's popping, this is what's not. Like, what can we work on and what we can't work on? And if an individual tells you, well, yeah, I'm cool with this, but I can't get freaky like that. And then you like, what? Once again, we're at a crossroad here.
And that actually compromise. You know, like, okay, well, if you can't do this, well,
some people are not willing. Some people.
It all depends on the person. It's just, you have to decide what you can live with and what you can't live without. That's it.
Yeah, and some people, once again, because see, some people look at it as, like, we can talk about the whole thing, would you break up over sex? But once again, it's really not about the actual act. It's the intimacy of it. And the whole thing is, I mean, anybody can go get theirs off or, you know, get a nut, but it's more than that. It's the physical exchange. It's the spiritual exchange of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that passion behind it. Like I said, anybody can have sex, but not everybody can have passion. So the whole thing is,
you're looking for that. Not everybody's looking for passion.
Oh, this is true. So if you're not looking for passion, then that person is not for you. You should be with somebody where, if you're going to be in a relationship, there should be passion within that relationship. If there is no passion, then there is a problem. Because passion is way deeper than just sex. Sex is on the surface. Passion is a whole deeper form of love, because you're passionate about what you're doing with this person, you being with this person, you loving this person. That's, you know, it's very important to you. So the sex can go either way. But, like I said, some people look at it for what it is on the surface, and that's just sex.
Exactly. Nowadays, nobody don't want to hear nothing about no love, no passion,
exactly.
Or none of that. They just basically want to just, you know, just ban you out and shit. And
they just want to get off.
Like that.
They just want to get off. They just want to get theirs off. And as long as you got a little smirk on your face, then everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
So that's why, I mean, I see it like this. I don't know what floats anyone's boat, but my whole thing is just that, yo, you got to, like, I don't know if life's too short or too long. Who the hell knows? But my thing is this. You got to go for what you know. You got to do what's best for you.
Okay, so as we get ready to go into our next topic, would turning your partner into a freak help with this whole bad sex thing?
That depends if the person is willing to do it, because there's a lot of guys out there who are squeamish and talk a lot of shit, and they can't even kiss you after you suck down there.
Wait, where's Big Red?
That's mediocre.
She said she called in. Big Red says she calling in. There's no one. Do we even hear her? Okay.
Caller 4096, you are on the air. Welcome to the menu.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Why are you always loud?
Hello?
Why are you always coming in loud?
Hey, first of all, I was talking to y'all. I was saying something for like 5 minutes and nobody was hearing me.
No, we didn't hear you.
Yeah, I was saying.
And we got another 15 minutes on this topic, because it's two topics and it's only 9:03. So we got another 12 minutes.
Yeah, I came in. I was like, this is Big Red. I was like, this is Big Red of the ghetto. Nobody heard me.
No,
but But it says we're on the air for a little bit more time.
We're on the air till 10 o'clock, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. So can y'all hear me clear now?
Yeah,
we can hear you clear.
Okay, thank you, thank God. Okay.
Coming in all late. Anyway.
Oh you my God.
Ever.
Look, what?
Ever.
About somebody coming in late.
Anyway, back to the topic.
Back to the topic.
See, I was trying to get into the middle of any of this, by the way. See, I'm being good again.
Listen. With the last
Which
couple minutes on that topic, I gotta do it right from the first time. Like if you, like I said, if there's no connection, if I can't see us having that connection, or if I can't feel it, then I ain't messing with you. But to answer the question, no, I'm not gonna drop somebody for just because the sex in the relationship is bad. I'm not gonna do that. No.
Okay.
Once again, I say it depends on the person.
Yeah, of course. That's
the way I see it.
Yeah. All right. So. Now let's go into the next topic. Nicole really
want
to jump into this. What happened?
I want to know how you would possibly turn your partner into a freak. I'm just curious with that alone.
How do you do what? I didn't hear what you said again.
How would you turn your partner into a freak though? I'm just curious.
How you would turn your partner into a freak?
He has to be willing to.
Yeah.
And it has to be in him. Because this just won't do
So what if they want to, but they're scared? What do you do then?
Because some people, they may think if you have a partner and say they want to try something, but they might be scared because they might be scared of what your reaction is going to be like. I'm going to say this, and like I said, cuz, don't start getting all crazy. But, you know, you might have a dude, he might want to do a dildo in the butt or beads or something like that. He might want to do it, but he's not going to, like, he might be scared to say it to the partner because he might think, the partner might think, she might think I'm gay or she might. But maybe that's something that he's interested in doing. It may not be necessary that he's gay, but that may be something that might turn him away.
That's what I'm talking about, Big Boy. You want to
try it.
You my girl. That's what I was saying, because I didn't ask the dude, I just did it. I said, close your eyes, lay back, and just relax. Here's the bullet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no. You sound like you a doctor at an office or something like that. just close your eyes.
Relax. I be a doctor.
I got you. It's a small thing. I got you. You're going to enjoy it.
Hold on. If I'm at a restaurant and I ask for steak, you just can't come bring me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Man, you need to stop that. You keep knocking it until you try it.
All right. First of all, we already had this conversation about entrance and exit. And like I said, exit only. I won't do nothing like that. Like you could have lost a finger.
That's what B. That's what they all said.
Until it gets done.
Exactly.
Well, that ain't me. My name ain't Kanye.
That's where men have their men have their best sexual peak at. Is that in that area?
I say G spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, my G spot is a grocery store. How about that? That's the only G I'm doing.
There's nothing wrong with it.
My thing is, it's not for everybody. Just like with women with the anal thing. A lot of women are not like I'll say like 90% of women are not into that. They're not into it. So I mean, you can't make a person be into something if they're not. You have to maybe wean them into it.
There ain't no weaning you putting something in my ass.
This dude I know, it wasn't me he did it with, but I remember he sat down and told me and my friend talk about his sexual experience he had with some female, and he told about the woman put some beads in his butt and pulled it out. He was like, oh, that was the best feeling in the world.
And yes.
Yeah, we were sitting there.
So, all right, so, all right, so
you
my
pull,
thing is
you
this.
Pull it out while you're jerking them off. Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what he said that she did.
Off.
I was like, Lord have mercy.
Yeah. All right, first of all, this don't even, none of this sounds right. None of this sounds legal. Because
you didn't have it done, that's why.
Because it ain't going to be. Because
he ain't
going
to have it. He ain't trying
it. He ain't going to get done. No, hell no. No. Listen, last time somebody touched my ass like that was when I was a baby. And they had to wipe it. That was it. That ain't happening. Like, it don't.
Okay, so not even a tongue?
No. Oh, but listen, I was at work. And there was
this
dude. You
had a tongue at
work? No. There was this dude.
You had something at work.
Oh, God. I can't. That's crazy.
B, what the hell are you doing at work?
Hello?
Hello?
Where'd it go?
It got real silent all of a sudden.
Hello? Oh, shit. He didn't.
We done scared him off.
Oh, no, what happened was, this dude, he probably put some voodoo or something on me because he didn't want me to tell his story. But anyway, he said the chick was giving him some head, and then all of a sudden she started going down to the other area and putting her tongue there. And then I was like, oh, my. And then he was like, he was liking it. And I didn't look at him the same since. Like, he liked it?
Yes, listen, let me tell you something.
Yeah, but...
There ain't nothing... Yo, I'm telling you, that gets the woman off, seeing the man squirm like that. That's
right.
I had a penis out of my
heart. Listen, you want to see me squirm? You want to see me squirm? Don't let me go to the bathroom, and I really got to go. Then you can see me squirm, but otherwise, you ain't...
But see, you know what you got to realize, like, when you're in the... When the person is in the moment, the male is in the moment... And
exactly.
And it's I say it's like this is on both ends. When you in that moment and you go to venture and other things, you're not gonna want that person to stop because that feeling feel good for right now.
Exactly.
So it's like, listen, whatever you're doing to me, I like it. I don't give a damn. Keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Right. And you have to have a connection, a special connection with that person, because you can't be doing that to everybody. You know, you have
to have a connection
with this person.
Walk around with the chocolate tongue.
Awesome.
You crazy.
You stupid.
Walk around with the chocolate tongue. What's wrong with you?
Listen, I just got it. You don't know who's walking around with the damn chocolate tongue.
Brother B, you wouldn't let a woman go between your legs and put your legs around her neck while she's doing that? That's hot.
Whoa. What movie was this from?
Close your eyes and visualize this. She's between your legs. Okay, now you're going to put your leg on her neck while she's a bit eating your ass and jerking you off.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Forgive them, Father, because they know not what they do.
Forgive them, Father.
You are
really?
Wow.
Really?
No, I'm not doing
that.
No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing
that.
No, you're not the one doing that.
Listen, the day I allow something like that, then you know it's the end of days. No, not happening.
That's what they all say.
No.
That's what they all say.
Then I'm listening. I ain't all that.
Listen, don't say that, because I'm telling you, just like you said, some dudes be like, oh, I ain't, you get the right chick to do it, or right chick to that girl, and I'm telling you, you're going to be thinking different.
Listen, pour beer on me while you ride me, but you ain't doing nothing else. I don't care. All that stuff right there, listen. I did the reading.
Let's be real for a minute,
Brother B. If you were in the moment, really into it like that, and she did it, you wouldn't know after it happened.
Exactly.
Listen, okay. So someone came at me like that years ago.
That was years ago.
And yeah. Listen, it can still be today. That was years ago. Somebody came at me and was like, oh. Can I ask you a question? I said, what? Oh, can I use a dildo on you? Have y'all looked at that person like you said? Like she was an alien. I said, you said? Nanu, nanu, walk in, like, really?
Nanu, nanu.
That's different from a tongue. A rainbow and a bowl is different from a tongue. See, me, I don't ask. I'm just gonna feel the vibe, and I'm gonna come at you. You ain't gonna know what hit you.
Feel the vibe.
Ooh, yeah.
So wait a minute. So you're telling me that there's a vibe that a dude gets off when he say, yeah, you can put it in my booty.
Yes. No, now you're not going to say it. It's just the vibe. Like, you'll know whether that person is into it or not. Like, you'll feel it.
That's right.
Like,
okay,
you'll
so
feel whether that person is into that or not.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'll feel a whole lot, in case you guys are wondering.
Yeah, you're going to feel a whole lot.
There's no communication with this. You don't need to sit there and verbally communicate this, because 9 times out of 10, the man is going to say no because his ego is talking. But when you're in the wrong position and the bed, all bets are off.
Pause. Okay, guys, in case you're wondering, the menu, calling number 347. I'm breaking. Are you serious? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
This is the menu, 347-324-3395. We are talking about how to turn your partner into a freak.
Listen, and like I said,
you'd be better off training a dog to drive.
No, I mean,
training a dog to drive.
It has to
Seriously?
Be in them. They have to be willing. You know, not everybody has it in them to be a freak.
Okay, but I mean, to me, like, that's not, like, a freak.
All right, check it out.
Yes, it is. That's just sacrilegious.
All right, but what is the definition of a person?
Hold on. What'd you say, having sex with who?
I said, all right, let's just say you're having sex with a dude, right? He comes in.
Me?
Right.
Not you.
He kisses you while you haven't seen him in his mouth. That's hot. Yeah.
I can't with y'all.
I'm just saying. Not every guy is gonna do that.
No, not every guy is not gonna do that. No.
Exactly.
Yeah, but what's your definition? You saying that's not being a freak? But what's his definition of that?
Exactly, D. Like, what the hell? Paint me.
What is your definition of a person being freaky or freakish or whatever?
She's on the pole with the beer in one hand and a steak in the other.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I ain't no freak. I don't want anybody to do that. Anybody can do that on anything.
He's
stuttering, y'all.
How about having sex while making grits? Bang. That's
fine. I can't.
Wait a second. Did you say what? While making grits?
Yeah, he said having sex while making grits.
Yep.
You know what? I'm officially
knocking off.
That's down by the stove.
I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah.
Getting real hot. Yeah, that's easy. But listen, all that other stuff you're talking about, nah. Listen, to those that can do it, I mean, that's on them. Is there an issue of ego? No, it's just my preference is not to do that. Would I consider somebody homosexual for that? I wouldn't say you're homosexual, but you do have some cupcake tendencies. But that's just me.
That's just me.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got, like, what floats your boat in your ocean is all good. But me, I'm... Exit.
You're sticking
only.
To your
I'm
Titanic,
sorry.
Right?
Yeah, you damn right. I'm sticking to my battleship. Yeah. Now, if you want to break out fruits and vegetables, Snicker bars, you know.
Well, if that's your level, but you know what?
Wow.
Okay. Well, you know. Lord.
What the hell did she say? What? Wait, what did she say?
He said fruits and vegetables, right? Because I get my pineapples chopped up and I have it in the refrigerator right now as we speak. That's the option that can go in your egg. So be what you're saying. There's your fruit.
Well, yeah, but that ain't going in my ass. Listen.
Well, you just said.
Ain't no, the only salad that's getting tossed is when we at Olive Garden. That's it. That's it. Ain't no. Yo, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well,
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Listen, first of all, like I said in the thing, the sexual terrorists, you guys are leading the show. Now,
no
I know,
one has sexual terrorists. What do you
mean? Dude, look what you're saying. Did you hear
that
what she said?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
Did you hear what Nicole said? She said, I ain't going to ask you nothing. I'm just going to put it in there. That's the form of terrorism right there.
Not really.
You just don't do that.
Listen, it's only terrorism if somebody gets hurt. If no one gets hurt,
right.
It's perfect.
Well, you're not getting hurt. Somebody is having a good time. They're getting a feeling. You know, not getting hurt. Nobody's getting hurt by this.
Yeah. Let him ask him that question when he goes sit down later.
That's not going to hurt.
How do you know it's not going to hurt? When I say it's not going to hurt, it's not going to hurt.
Yo, you see, you guys sound real devilish right now.
I don't know
if I want to be on this show no more. You're just not going to hurt.
It's not going to hurt. Trust me.
Is there a word for people like you? Like, not maybe like you got to take the pedal to put a metaphor like you guys are just. What do y'all? I don't understand. Do you women like have courses on this type of stuff? Like we're gonna break our men down and put stuff in their booty?
I don't know what
you're talking about.
I don't know what you're speaking of at this moment.
I'm sure you can't because you got ears all over. You got young ears around you. You can't talk about nothing. But
I'm they're upstairs. I'm downstairs, so we're good. They're in their rooms.
Yeah,
I'm in the living room.
But how long have I known you? I know you're a sexual terrorist. I'm sure my cousin probably My cousin got knives in the house, and they probably not just for cooking. I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't want to know.
You know what? You are not.
I don't want to know.
I can't see you.
I've seen barbecue sauce in her house and no chicken in sight. So I don't know what the hell would be going on with that. And Nicole. Nicole probably got the Game of Thrones going on up her chair.
So
that housewarming party you talking about, I don't know, bitch. I don't know. I might have to toss your gift up through the window. I can picture because you really sound like a little sexual deviant. You probably be going around looking at men's asses like, yeah, I could do something with his ass. No, his ass too big. No, his ass.
Like, no.
He looks like he'll take.
I have my one that I torture. I have my one that lets me do whatever I want.
Oh God, that is so funny.
God bless him. He's probably going to heaven. He's probably going to heaven because you probably abused him. Like I said, manifold. That's what we're gonna call it. Y'all are manifold. Y'all are manifold. That's what y'all are. Manifolds. Y'all just play manifolds. That's what we're gonna call y'all.
Manifolds.
Yeah, manifolds.
That's the word in Webster's Dictionary for 2017.
That's the new word, manifold. Y'all just be preying on the innocence of some of these dudes out here, and y'all be like, don't worry, it's not me. What y'all say, what's y'all credo? It's not going to hurt.
It's not going to hurt.
Yeah, it's not going to hurt. Like,
it's not going to hurt himself. I say it's going to hurt.
It absolutely won't hurt because I won't feel anything.
It's not going to hurt.
First of all, listen, I've heard of like fighting. Like, you know, couples punching on each other, you know, during intercourse, like, you know, real rough type situations.
Yeah,
I'm like, wow, really?
Out each other, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's that angry sex. Okay, choking.
Wait a minute.
I've tried that.
Okay.
I will admit, I've been choked, and I've tried it. Remember, I'm an asthmatic, so it can only go but so far.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you stupid. Yeah, I don't mind choking, but you ain't gonna choke me till I can't breathe, because you know
no,
what, like I said,
that kind of
I'm, you know.
Have to come. No, he's talking that good right there choking.
That's
where it's like, yeah.
This is why we have safe words. This is why we use them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like a safety word. Yeah, you got to give me say the media or something like that. Like I gotta say something because
But you know what? If your partner know you, you don't need a safe word.
Stupid.
Or you gotta tap out or something.
You gotta have a safety word or something like that. But yeah, you can't be. Yeah,
and
I don't want
to. Then your partner know you. He know how hard to choke you. I
never
used
of course.
The safe word.
Right, that's true. That's true.
I never used the safe word.
Why? Oh, see, I knew you. Because
he
crazy.
Knows. He knows.
Oh, you
he
don't. Oh, you don't use.
Go.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Okay, he knows. But. Because you just said, like, you don't never use a safe word, like
because
you be turning blue out this, like, you be turning into a smurf out this joint.
No, I can't.
I just want to know if I got to gun somebody down for you. I'm trying to make sure I ain't got to go pop somebody off. Like, what's
right?
Your head, obviously something's wrong. You know what I mean? Like, come on. You gotta be connected with your partner. You know, you gotta be connected sexually.
Yeah, that's true. Your person gotta know. But, you know, like, you can't, like I said, you can't do those things with everybody because, like
oh,
I said,
no.
everybody is not understanding. Just like you said, if this is a person that you are doing these things with all the time, like you said, they know when to stop, what, you know, whatever. You can't just be getting, you know, homeboy that you met at the bar, and no,
mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna be choking.
No,
so we gonna have a problem.
No.
Well, see now, the first time some time ago when somebody asked me about that choking thing, because what mm-hmm. you said at the top, the title is how do you turn a person? Yeah, you got to gradually, you got to sell that idea to somebody in a way, subtly
right.
Sell it like, oh, I want you to choke me. What? Choke you.
Oh,
listen, because you know, because when the person first asked me, my mind comes back to Robert Chambers, and I was like, oh, I don't want to
do that. Oh, my God.
It ain't funny. Remember the damn dude that had the damn Barbie doll? He's like,
yeah, that's just, I'm like, yo, I'm not going to.
That's not funny. That's sad.
Yeah, that's, but you know what? But that's how, but some people, that's how I start, because there's some people who are weirder than others, because they'll pretend. Like, oh, no, I don't do things like that. But then you get them into it. The next thing you know, like, the horns come out. And
yeah,
and
that's
true. They're hanging you from a telephone.
Listen, I watch enough Law and Order SVU to know that.
Yeah, it's like you got to be
careful.
Ain't
going to have me on that episode.
What you turn some people into. Like, Nicole, you got to be careful. Because next thing you know, you come in the house and it'd be a few of your things up on me, but you'd be like, oh, you got started without me, type shit.
Yeah, like,
you took it to the next level. So the cucumber up in there, you'd be like, make a salad with that. Like,
nah, 9 times out of 10, they do wait for the female to do it because sometimes they don't know how to say it without feeling a certain kind of way. You know what I mean? They don't want to feel like, okay, this bitch going to think I'm gay if I tell you lick my ass.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not going to mention it to you, but you could tell by their body language on what they do, what they want.
Mm. And wait a minute. Just because, hold on, now let me clarify. Yeah,
okay.
That little backyard area on men you're talking about. Listen.
Okay.
You're talking about, now you want to talk about certain points past the, how could I say this without sounding vulgar. Past the balls, that area up there, you can apply pressure there while doing like fellatio and, you know, things can pop
but,
out
yeah,
like
that's
that.
On it, but you have to go on the inside. You can't do that from the outside.
Oh, listen, see, you,
or,
see,
around,
you,
or around the area. But 9 times out of 10, you get more of a reaction when
right.
you
when you get, like, by, you know, take the tongue.
You get all up in
the crack. I have nails, so I can't stick my finger in his butt because I have nails. You understand?
Right.
So
I can't get all up in the crack. I get all up in the crack.
Yo,
listen,
I can't believe.
If I make my nails,
look at how
I'm
talking
all in that shit.
Oh, God.
See, yo, this is what manifolds. Yeah.
Get the hell on that.
Yeah, they, all right, that's I can understand maybe why, because it's like crack or like weed. You smoke it for that first time, then you go back looking for that same high. So maybe
exactly.
They just looking for a high
okay,
I can go without.
That's just like with a woman with. That's just like a woman with what is it? The with an orgasm and the squirting thing. The thing is, once you get that feeling,
that's
you want that feeling again. You don't want to do that one time and that's it.
Yeah, but
you want that feeling again.
Yeah, but
see,
you can't
sit on the beat because you never tried it, so you can't.
And I never will.
You. That's what they all say.
Listen. And I'm saying
that's what they
real.
All say.
I'll go get a tattoo and put it on my forehead. No,
I'm not doing it.
No,
nope.
No happening to me.
You, but let me tell you, the alcohol changes a lot of things too.
Alcohol, listen.
Oh
man,
I'll be
sober for the rest of my life. You put
alcohol will make a lot of no's and yeses.
Not listen. That ain't my truth serum. Hell no.
All right.
You never heard what did they say? A drunk tongue speak a sober mind.
That's
yeah,
right.
Well, listen, and you know, like I said, it ain't my truth serum. Not me. Ain't gonna have
he
me going
in that moment
like that.
Where it was like feeling good, where you was just trying to. It's like a crackhead trying to reach that high. You understand? And you just climbing. I'm telling you. I've seen the look on their face and their body. It's and that shit turns you on. You're like, yeah, motherfucker. Then all of a sudden, you feel like the man. Like,
you know what? Do you just need to go down. You know, you need to move to Nevada and go just get you a brothel. Like, you sound like you just need to just run
your own. Need to get a brothel.
You just need to run your own. So I'll do security for you. I ain't doing nothing else, but I'm just scared for you. But, yo, you just need to, you sound.
Well, Chocolate City, not for nothing, if the brothel happens, guess who'll be our number one employee?
No, I'm going to be security. Because you ain't doing that nothing to me like that. Like, listen.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Listen, I would just have to be gang raped by women.
Oh, Lord.
that can happen.
Yeah, every man's fantasy, and we'd be fighting. Matter of fact, I don't want to punch a woman. I'll just push you or smack you or something, but we ain't getting down like that. I got to defend my hind parts, okay?
Like I said, you know, you can't
sell that into me. Like, you can sell, like, using ice and, you know, other things, not in my exit on you. Maybe on you, but not on me.
But see, that's what killed me with you. I mean, why is it all right for y'all the guys to do it on us?
Exactly.
Because if that's what you want, if that's what you ask, and that's what you want. But if you ask me, like, yo, could I put, you know what I'm saying, could I put this scoop in your pooper? No.
Scooping your
poop. Yeah, I know you can't do that.
But you're not
that's
gonna
not my thing.
You're just gonna do it.
And yo, and you know what? That's now you sound like you be raping. Like you
not if they listen. If I say you see me coming with something, and I tell you just relax, and you give me the nod, and you relax, then you just sign a consent form.
Oh, that's right. Exactly.
Yo,
it's up to you. It's up to you to be like, nah, you know, I don't want, you know, that's up to you to tell me that. But if you ain't saying nothing, then guess what?
Exactly.
Here it goes.
Exactly. Then you're going to get it.
And you know what?
Me yes with your eyes.
You ain't you kidding. You know what? If you gonna be offended today, you can never fix me a plate of food or make me a drink at all. Fuck around, I'd be on somebody's network news with stuff that I even. What happened? Oh, don't worry about it. Just relax.
You would know what happened.
No.
You would know
I'm
what
sorry.
Happened.
Yeah, I don't want to know nothing. Oh, hell no. But like I said,
you know what? You're feeling bad because you liked it, but I guarantee you want it again.
Yo, you know how dangerous you sound right now?
You know, but that's what it is, because at first you're going to feel like, damn, she violated me. But then, you know, it's going to be one of them nights you're going to lay down. You're like, damn, I wonder what she's doing right now. Let me text her.
You might as well just break my car windows while you're at it. Take my wallet.
Be like, what you doing, girl?
Exactly. You know he don't like it. And you can tell when they want it, because when you down there, you know, giving them that loving, they'll itch their butt up a little bit, like subtle. So you know.
What are you like, a scientist? You like a booty hole scientist? A male booty hole scientist? What are you?
She's a proctologist, man. She's
absolutely a proctologist. Maybe you should be giving out colonoscopies or something like that. Like, you know, like, I don't know. But you said
you a booty guy.
I mean, listen, I congratulate you if you can sell it. And sell it as you do and, you know, get the win. I get that. Me? You can't sell that to me. You probably sell something else, you know, like, I don't know.
What are you willing to do? Like,
having sex in the middle of Central Park or something like that, but not.
That's boring. Boring.
Listen.
Okay, now you're trying to get us a breakfast?
Right?
What'd you say?
Now you're
trying to get what?
Trying to get somebody away from my Central Park. Get out of here.
You're trying to get people arrested? Not trying to get arrested.
You do.
That's a lewd act.
What?
That's right. That's a 39 Q2.
Listen. That's what Big Red just said.
Who said that?
Big Red. Big Red said.
Let me find out. You're one of my fellow people.
She's not MTA. She used to be 911.
She used to be 911 too.
Listen, first of all, you got a lot of nerve talking about what's considered a lewd act and what gets people arrested with the stuff you're talking about.
But
you're not getting nobody arrested doing that.
That's not a lewd act.
It's lewd
in my apartment.
What you do in your home is your business.
That's right.
You know what? You might as well just give everybody a drink of Kool-Aid. That's what you might as well do.
And get on that damn spaceship. I'll get on the spaceship before you let you do that.
Because I ain't getting
it. Yeah, he was on that shit.
I'll get on the spaceship before I let you do that.
You ain't lying. All I got to say to you, Brother B, is your new name is B.A. Baracus. That's all I'm going to say to you.
I'm just
B.A. Baracus.
Listen.
When did he keep doing the B.A.?
Let me ask you this. So how could you turn a woman into a freak? Because we see what you women, it sounds like you're speaking for a majority of women. So I guess
absolutely
in between
not.
Stuff
don't
like that. No, I said it sounds like it. Because, listen, I think it's this. Once y'all conquer the booty hole on a man, y'all, that is, it's like a hand up in the puppet. Boom. Like, I got him. hand up in a puppet. Like, once you put the hand, once you get in the boot and a man's booty hole, it's like I got control.
No.
No.
You're
not really.
That's not true.
Listen,
and
you, ain't gotta confirm. You don't have to confirm or deny. You ain't gotta confirm or deny. It's okay. It's okay. But what would
one of the hardest dudes are the ones that are into that. I'm telling you.
Because they ain't really hard.
That's true.
It's all an act. They ain't
But not all the time. Sometimes they want to be able to relax and let loose and not always be in control. So
get a bear in the blunt.
Get control.
Get a bear in the blunt.
They need a little more than that to make them feel, you know.
Right, yeah, it's more than just that. You don't just go back there and go boom. It's the whole act that's there. You know, you do whatever, whipped cream and whatever, honey, jelly, whatever you
do. Honey and jelly. Hot damn.
It's not like a cold remedy. What the hell?
Get you some honey and jelly and some cocoa butter.
get out the Palmer's. But what could it do? I said, so what could a man do to turn a woman into a freak?
Good question.
Well, listen.
We got about 20 minutes to figure it out.
See?
Yeah, let's see. What can a man do? I think it's the same thing. Like, you have to see what it is that she's into or what she likes. Like, you can ask her, like, conversations that I have with dudes, and like they'll sneak in questions, like even if I'm not with the person, but like when we first getting to know each other, you can just, you know, the guy will ask what you're into, or he'll ask, well, do you like this or do you like that, or do you like this to be done to your, you know, they'll ask. I think with women it's a little easier.
I don't ask certain things. I don't think you should have to.
This much I will say, guys, especially when they're younger, they'll do what Nicole does. They won't ask. They'll just start exploring.
Right.
And wait for your reaction. That'll tell them how far you're willing to go.
Right.
Some.
Yeah,
you know,
some.
But, you know, and then there's chicks that...
My victim is younger than me.
Well, God.
Wow.
Amazing grace.
Amazing grace.
I'm just saying. So, but what are y'all? But like I said, by definition, what's freaky to you? Well, Nicole, I don't ask you this question. We already know.
A threesome is that. That's up there to me. A threesome.
Two dudes or two women?
Two females. Well, no, two females. Two females and a dude.
I don't like the share thing. What is that all about?
I'm going to say it again like I always say. It depends on the relationship you have with the person. Like a certain dude I ain't sharing. If it's just some fly-by-night, you know, just a, you know, we just kicking it, yeah, I don't care.
Right. But if this is a magic penis that you use, no, you don't share your magic penis.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. You know,
Why not?
I like what she just said. That's right.
Why not?
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because that's your magic stick, and you don't want no other bitch to have it.
Exactly, because you know what? If she get that magic stick, and she end up liking it, next, you know, she going to hit up that magic stick, and it's like, no, bitch, stay in your place. That's my magic stick. Don't play yourself.
Y'all just got real violent. Y'all know. Shots fired. I'm about to put my vest on.
That's right. Stay in your place. That's my magic stick. You can't have that magic stick.
No,
that's mine.
Exactly.
The hell out of here.
That's right. That's how you get God. No.
That's right.
How do women feel about if like a dude said, "Oh, well, you know, me and a friend of mine, you know, we want to do X, Y, and Z." So two dudes and just. One woman, like y'all good with that? Like, is that something that can be, you know, like considered freakish and this could be eased on?
Yeah, that would be okay to see. You know, the problem with that is, and I hear, and I've heard God say it before, they don't want to do that with another dude in the room. They don't want to do that.
Yeah,
they'd rather it be two females than two dudes than them and another guy.
Right.
And I've heard that. I said, no, I ain't doing it. Now with no other guy. You know, they get offended when you start talking about another dude.
Yeah.
But with two females, it's like, oh, two females.
Yeah.
They get happy when you hear that, when they hear that.
I mean, if in another life, maybe I would do the two dudes, like me and another dude, but we can't touch, like, don't shake my hand. Don't
see?
Look,
and
don't, no.
That's exactly the reaction that I heard. Oh, as long as he don't touch me, as long as he don't. Listen, you got to touch him somehow. You got to pass out or something, like, yo, it's your turn, pass.
Exactly. You're going to see his penis and his balls. Like,
no, when I go to the gym, these cats be walking around in the locker room all willy nilly. I'm like, whoa, hey,
yeah,
hey, put your towel back on, man. But it is what it is. But I, like I said, in another life, maybe, you know what I'm saying. But like I said, that's in another life.
Why I gotta be in another life?
Because, man.
Because what? You're not explaining why.
Because it's certain things that, you know, beliefs I have and standards I uphold and principles.
You know what, B? I actually agree with you on that. That my that moral side of me won't let me do a threesome because I will feel like, okay, you dirty, dirty whore. You know what I'm saying? Even though she wants to come out.
Okay, very dirty for you.
No, but wait a minute. Two women, it would be different.
But see, that's what I'm saying. So why is it? So why do you guys think that's okay? But when the females start talking about, the other thing, then it's like, oh my God, what she
well, first of all, you got to be comfortable. Like, it got to be comfortable with that dude. Because see, once you go there, then you guys know more about each other than you really needed to ever know.
Right, but
you know what's so funny?
I remember in high school, dudes doing stuff like that, and it wasn't a big deal. So now, why is it now that I guess the guys they're adults now? Now it's like
because
you
become
a little more. But you was in high school, you was doing that stuff.
But
I wasn't. I always felt a certain way. I didn't become out there until I got older. My 40s is dangerous. Everybody better watch out. Lock your men up, y'all. Lock your boys up. Lock them up. I like them young.
Me too, please.
Me too, girl. Don't worry about me too. Me too.
You said that.
Mine is 33. Yeah.
Bunch of mountain lions.
Yeah.
For y'all.
Listen.
Bunch of jaguars and cougars.
That's
and
right. I like them about 25, 26, possibly.
Ooh,
yeah.
This is a radio show. This is BK. This thing. Craigslist? What's wrong with y'all?
Wow.
What are you saying? I would say 28 to 35. I don't know. Those 40-year-old men be acting prudish and shit. So,
yeah.
You know.
Hey.
You want to act like this somebody damn father? You ain't my damn father.
Listen, it ain't
y'all
prudish. It's selective. Selective.
Y'all can't stay up as long. Y'all can't have the multiple orgasms, and you're
well,
not.
I was going to say that because not all of them now. Not all of them.
No,
not
all of them.
Stereotyping any dude
not
in their 40s. My God.
Not all of them. But I like them young.
I feel offensive. I feel insulted.
I feel offensive.
Nah, but. I mean,
welcome.
I guess the only
find
way
the next
you can
victim,
really
have a lollipop.
Oh,
want to come home with mama?
You are a
yo. You
she's the creepy girl, lady in the van. She is the creepy van lady.
You get with a piece. You want a piece of candy? Want a piece of candy?
You want a piece of candy, little boy?
Yo,
candy boy.
Exactly. And if you behave, I can show you where the candy can go.
Mm-hmm.
You go. You know. I'm going to get searched for y'all. Manophile. That's it. Manophile.
Oh, my God.
Call,
that's so funny.
Paul Webster put it as manophile. That's what
the new word for 2017.
Manophile.
Manophile. Yeah, you just
I'm proud.
Because you sound like you get surgical with this, and you really sound like you like the evil.
She's the Hannibal Lecter of love.
Yeah, exactly.
I even wake him up when he's asleep. He don't know. Wake him up with head. Hell, he think he's dreaming.
Man.
What is happening? Wake up, baby. Wake up. Yeah.
That
crazy sex where he's like, what the fuck is going on? You know what's about to go down.
That's right. Wake him up. He going to think the Klan was coming in that room.
That's right.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm listening to this. I might have to listen to this later just to really absorb all of this. Cause I'm just really excited right now. Like, I can't sit. We can't go. Listen, what happens because eventually I do want to take this show live. Like, I can't sit next to none of y'all. Like, we got to be in separate rooms or something. Like,
no,
y'all
we
don't.
Crazy.
Y'all can
come right here. Y'all can come right
you
here.
You gonna have fun with
me
and we all in the same room.
Right.
We gonna have fun.
I'm gonna get me an attack cat in the back. All y'all.
Oh my
god.
We've got about 10 minutes left.
Yes,
we do. Go Big Red.
Yes. Oh, hello.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, you was
your
final
thoughts. My final thoughts are, like I said, you got to make sure the person is into whatever they're into. You can, if that person is not, you know, into certain things, just introduce them to something. Show them a video. Go on a website, one of those, you know, website where they sell the toys and, you know, just try things with them, especially if this is going to be a partner you're going to be with for a long time or this person is just somebody that you're very interested in and you want to be with them and you just want to keep keep everything flowing and keep the interest going. You know what I'm saying? So I say do that.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nicole?
I say I'm going to have as much fun as I can while I'm still on this earth and I'm going to keep molesting the person I'm with.
Manifile.
You gotta say that word now.
Listen, until it's in Webster's, we can't really use it. We have to wait for it to appear.
Damn Webster's. Where did they get it from?
Are you gonna actually put the definition up on the page? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, manifile. And just put Nicole's name next
word.
To it.
I want
just
to
refer
I,
to
I
Nicole.
I want to see that word in the definition. You're horrible. Brother B, what are your final thoughts? I can't tonight.
My final thoughts is I'm shocked and appalled at all of y'all.
You are really incredible. It cannot possibly be your final thought. How are you shocked by any of us? You've known us for how long?
And I've always...
All y'all
needed psychiatric evaluation.
We're
going
to get nicer as we got older?
It's dangerous.
And that's why I think all y'all should never carry weapons. I think they should... your food should be cut for you. For what?
Please, you know
what? Show for who?
We could do a show. Listen, we could do a show about sex from a shooting range in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I think your food should be cut for you. I don't think you should handle anything sharp. Plastic.
Wow.
Things.
Really?
Yes.
We are not that bad.
Big Red, I don't think you should ever have barbecue sauce in your house ever again. unless there's chicken present. Nicole, Mika, and the thing is, what bothers me and is very disturbing about Mika is she's been very quiet tonight, which is scary.
Exactly.
Because that means, like, you have people in your basement probably, like, shit going on, and I don't know about you. I don't know you anymore.
They just tied up with a sign from my house.
Exactly.
Like, after you get off the phone, somebody's going
to
get beat. And
listen, I am not Madam Spanx-a-Lot. Thank you kindly.
That's crazy.
And Nicole,
I am not Madam Spanx-a-Lot.
What's that?
You should be deported. You should be deported. You should just get deported. I'm gonna call Homeland. You should be deported.
Really?
Yo,
I can't.
Something just ain't right, man. Like
something.
And I can just imagine there's a lot of women that probably feel the way you guys feel.
Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised.
We're a
small culture.
Listen, if y'all feel like that, ladies, just let her out. Let her out. All
yeah,
right?
call the menu. Ask
there
them cold. Amigos, aka the sexual terrorists. We're now Big Red joining them. We're joining.
That's
so
right,
y'all, all three y'all, all y'all, manophiles. I tell you one
and
thing.
And I demand to see the definition on the freaking menu page.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to get that right. And like I said, if anything else, any other questions for Nicole? just put your email address next to definition of manophile. Just email her and she'll explain it to you.
That is so funny. I stand.
I'm telling you, listen, the world
that is the best.
This episode, the world has got a little scarier for me. The world is
very different now.
Yeah, it is. I'm about to walk around with duct tape on my ass. Like,
oh God, I don't know.
I'm afraid to go to the bathroom. Don't sit down. I'm after shit standing up. I don't know.
Oh God!
As soon as I bend over. Somebody might be like, oh, he's ready. Like, no, I'm not.
he's ready.
Oh, God.
I'm afraid to let y'all do the topic for next week.
Oh, boy.
What's the worst case scenario? Come on.
Worst case scenario? What, you lose a rib cage from laughing? I don't know.
I'm looking for the bad at this point.
What do you want, Nicole? Let's refer to the deviant. Deviant number one, number two, or whoever you want to be. what would you like to do next week?
How special is that?
I don't know. We got to discuss that.
Deviants here.
No fighting.
We
got to
discuss that.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't prove it. Wait. If there's
fact,
no pictures.
You know what? I'll come up with something. And it won't be political. It won't be no Underground Railroad type stuff.
Yes,
I'm gonna come up with something good.
Yes, so you be killing me with that fight the power and get mad. You be having me want to come outside.
All right. Oh my God.
Well, that's all right. I mean, it's good to do that. It's good to do those things once in a while. But you know, you gotta have fun. There's so much craziness going on in the world right now. We gotta have something to get that outlet out sometime.
Exactly.
All right, I'm gonna come up with something good for next week.
Okay, cool.
So if I stick
to anything, I'll text you or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm gonna put myself out there. I really do. I'm gonna come up with something. I'm put myself out there on Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm just ain't bending over. That's all.
Oh my God. Well, we don't have a proctologist at the moment, so you'll be okay.
Like that kid in Florida, right? Just doing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That damn fool.
Yeah.
And you know,
he thinks
he ain't do nothing wrong, you know.
Like I said, scary world. Scary world.
Okay, guys, two minute warning. Oh my God, I feel like I'm at the end of the freaking games. 2 minute warning.
All right. Well, this has been a very eye opening episode.
I'm having, you know, from no football. I'm having withdrawal symptoms. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
What the hell?
This has been a very eye opening experience. And, Like I said, I will walk with duct tape from now on.
Really? Don't worry, Chocolate City. We will make sure nothing ever happens to you, I promise.
Yeah, we
can't be around 24 hours.
Yeah, I got your back.
No, you
can't
don't.
Be around 24
no,
hours.
You no, you cannot have any back.
That is
you
funny. I
back.
Like that.
Yeah, my back. Shoot.
I got your
listen,
back,
you could
bro.
Hold. Listen, you could hold orange for me. I don't
know. Goodness, that's it. All right, guys, we gotta book you out of here. I can't. Very cool. Tonight of the menu. Thank you, Brother P, for being insane.
This is silly.
Okay then. Well, for myself, Brother B, Nick, and Big Red, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the menu.
Yes.
Love one and a whole.
Can I
and everybody,
watch how you say
oh,
that.
God. Yeah, I know, right?
Fight the power. And the older cougars are known as snow leopards. Just want to put that out there. Okay.
Oh, I like that. Snow leopards. I like it.
Oh, God.
All right.
It's colorful.
All right, guys.
All right, so
all right,
night.
Guys. See you
all right.
Later.
All right. Later, guys.
Later.